Welcome back to another segment with Dave and myself. And today we're going to talk about silica. Everyone has heard the wonders of silica and how silica is going to be so good for you. Some goofball in Europe is crying about how Fiji water has silica in it and you should drink silica. And then another guru over in the U.S. side is talking about silica and how it's going to displace aluminum and it's going to do all this and that. It's going to put a red S on your chest, blue underwear, leap tall buildings, and it's going to be the end all, be all, do all bullshit. Because it's all bullshit. Did you know that silica has been put into the food supply itself since 1960? And did you know that silica is an insecticide and a rodenticide? Kills mice, rats, bugs. Okay. And they're feeding it to you. And they got this wordplay going with you. This is how they sold the silica. You don't absorb silica. Okay. They're correct when they say you don't absorb it because you can't break it down. There's no way you can break down silica. Anybody tells you that you can take silica, whether it's through horsetail or oat straw or through diatomaceous earth, is full of shit. You have absolutely no acid in your body that can break it down. Zero. So when they say you can't absorb it, they're correct in what they say. You can't absorb it. But you can absorb it because all silica is set at 1 to 100 nanometers. In other words, it is a nanometal. Nano. Okay, so when you consume the silica, they say it's going to pass through you. It's going to come out the old poop chute. And you think, yeah, I'm detoxing. You're loading up with a metal that can translocate to any part of your body, from your brain to your toenail, and can take over wherever it goes. And on top of that, it shuts down the communication to the DNA, which then shuts down the communication to your immune system, which then shuts down the communication network between the cells. You could have a cancer cell going on right now. A little tiny cancer will start up, and because you got silica in the body, you're able to stop the DNA from recognizing you've got cancer. And guess what? If it doesn't recognize it, it doesn't activate, can't deactivate the cancer. Whoa, isn't that something? Can you dig that? The health food industry has known since 1960 that this shit is toxic. And it's in just about every supplement you want to buy. Go read the other ingredients. Your pharmaceuticals, those are you taking the drugs. You're going to your doctor. Yeah, I'm not taking any health food stuff because I've got a doctor. Yeah, I'm running to my doctor. Go look at the shit they're selling you in the medical. It's even worse. It's a combination of materials there that you can't absorb or break down, and you're loading up in the body.
I'm actually interested by something you said. So you said that if you have a patch of cancer that starts up in your body can actually shut that down.
Oh yeah.
It knows how to handle it all the time.
If the body has a response mechanism, and a cancer cell starts to mutate, it will go and remove that cell. But okay, if you have a means to shut down that network, doesn't see it, doesn't recognize it, guess what? It propagates and proliferates, okay? And it's not just that. That's just one aspect of it, okay? There's a lot that goes on because we're being hit with so many different things right now, different types of waves, different types of frequencies, different types of toxics. I mean, we've got chemtrails, we've got over, who knows how many chemicals are coming down on us these days with the different variations that they're dumping, and with the liposome hydrogel delivery method, which they can incubate materials as they're coming down from the sky, we have absolutely no idea how much we're getting hit with today. Mm-hmm. And with all the different frequencies, like terahertz frequencies, okay, we'll talk about that real quickly. Terahertz frequency goes into your body, and it has two frequencies. It has microwave and infrared. Infrared will take the microwave frequency into your body 9 centimeters, okay, 4 inches, a little over 4 inches, into the body. Then the microwave goes kabooey, and your mitochondria says, oh shit, man, what happened here? And without the mitochondria, you cannot produce ATP for the cells. As a result, you get up the next day, and your get up and go has got up and left because you have nothing there to create the energy required for the cells to function, because the core, the operating system that's in the body has been now taken out of commission. That's what they're doing. Okay, now I'm going to show you how they've been screwing you 7 ways to Sunday with a mineral that's superconductive. You've been consuming thinking it's safe. It's found in almost every supplement. You might find it in just about every food, cosmetic, pill, pharmaceutical, anything that needs a drying agent might have it in it. So, let me, the silica that you're consuming or you're being exposed to today is on a nanoscale. Don't let anybody bullshit you about it's on a micro scale. It's not. It's on a nanoscale. 1 to 50 nanometers penetrates right through the surface of your skin. 1 to 100 nanometers will collect on the skin. Now guess what? They're putting this in just about everything you're eating. All your grains, all your beans, all your lentils, all your fruits. They're feeding it to your cattle. They're feeding it to your livestock, your chickens, your poultry, your ducks, your goose, your lambs, anything that's growing on the farm. They're spraying it in the field with the other components like nano silver and the smart dust, smart tags, smart sensors. Let me read. Let's see here if I got the right one. Toxicity of a nano carrier involves physiological, physicochemicals, and molecular consideration. Nano carrier systems may induce cytotoxicity, may induce. And genotoxicity, that's one of the things that nanosilica does, it causes genetic damage. Okay, and how it causes the damage is not because it's a tiny little particle and you're consuming it. It's because you get thousands of little particles that collect into the cells and into the DNA and destroys and erodes it. It's because of the volume and the density and the charge. That's how it works. Okay. A nanocarrier is a nanomaterial being used as a transport module for another substance such as a drug. Commonly used nanocarriers include micelles, polymers, carbon-based materials, liposomes, and other substances. Sometimes you have what they call a nano cage. A nano cage just carries a nanobot to a destination so that it can deliver its payload. And usually the payload usually involves attaching itself to genetic material. Okay. Types of nanocarriers discovered thus far include polymer conjugates, polymeric nanoparticles, lipid-based carriers, dendrimers, carbon nanotubes, carbon C60. Is anybody getting this? Okay, are you connecting the dots? Okay. Gold nanoparticles, lipid-based carriers include both liposome, micelles, examples, gold nanoparticles, and gold nanoshells. Nano cages. Okay. Carbon C60 is the biggest farce going. If anybody really wants to understand how you're being screwed with this promotional bullshit, go look up SMU Love True. SMULUVTRU. She's got a link there called ACKC60. ACKC60. You will see Cliff Hill call you a rat. He's calling you an effing rat. Because he thinks, because it hasn't been studied on human studies, and the one study that he propagated is such bullshit, it blows my mind. Anybody could be so gullible to fall for it. But there are 210,000 toxicology studies, which you could also find on the internet. Just type in 210,000 toxicology studies on carbon C60. In that link that I just mentioned with Smooth Love True, he points out that he needs 6-foot rats. You, 6-foot rats to conduct the experiment. NASA agent selling you a product that they have no idea what it's going to do. It's a superconductor, which means it allows the frequencies to be more highly advanced and developed to permeate and propagate inside of you to cause more damage. And it's hardwiring you. So anyway, another thing. Again, it's a carrier. Okay, varying molecular weight. Okay, that's talking about the size and whatever. Dimatrous earth consists of silicosis, frustels, and fragments of various species of diatoms from beds of former island lakes. Okay, this is where they say they get it from. Now, according to this study here, which is done by the FDA, which you can also look up, FDA and silica. It doesn't matter if it's a natural form or a synthetic. the effect is the same no matter what. It will screw you up. So I'm going to just go through this real quickly. Talking about Dimatrix Earth. Okay, it talks about its components and compositions. Amount of ingestion has not been quantified for this assessment because they are exempt from tolerances. Okay, when they did the studies initially, they did two studies. They had the grass studies and they had the studies that the FDA was doing. Now, the FDA at that time, 1960, wasn't as corrupt as it is today. At that time, they were looking at certain things. They wanted to know actually what the silica was doing because they were already feeding it to the goats, the sheep, the cows, the chickens, you know, pigs and everything else. And when they fed it to them, they started to do some research on it. They looked at that and they stopped the study because the study was so
conclusive, or
it's so damning.
Oh, damn! Okay,
conclusively damning. Mm-hmm. That they's like, okay, we're done. We can't even let this information out. We're feeding it to the whole bloody food supply has it. Nanosilica dioxide toxicology characterizations on two human kidney cell lines. Interesting, our results indicate that for tests of silicon dioxide nanoparticles, Kalki T cells present at higher sensibility in terms of cytotoxicity and genotoxicity than the HEK 293 cells. Cancer. Cancer in the kidneys. Want some more Dimatrix Earth? Help yourself. I quit selling the shit when I read this report. And holy cow, we've been taken again. The health food industry today is a whore. It's a prostitute. It's run by the same people that run the FDA, FTC. She's saying it's $10 billion and it's important. This is the same people that are running the show here. The Mecca and the haven that you thought you had in this health food industry, you better study. Because the bullshit that this industry is about 98% bullshit and 2% reality. Okay, and the reality is tied to more bullshit. You gotta sell it to you. It's gonna give you a bigger dong. It's gonna give you a bigger boob. It's gonna give you a tighter ass. You're gonna boink like a porn star. You're gonna have muscle on your muscle. And you're gonna take this stuff and you're gonna be able to lift a horse. You're gonna live till you're about 500 years old. Take some carbon C60. Look what it did to that rat. Yet the other rat studies, they said that they ate the carbon C60, it caused such DNA damage, it shut down the immune system's response, and it wiped out its gut, literally shredded the stomach to pieces and the colon, and the rat never felt it.
Jeez.
Because there was no signal saying it was in danger. It died from internal destruction from the material. That's the study I saw. And there was other studies from all over the planet indicating the same thing, and it was replicated everywhere. One study, 1,000 studies. And then you got these other doctors jumping on board. Oh, yeah, carbon C60 is good for you. Yeah, take some more. Yeah, I got some drugs for you now. I have more drugs for you. Come on, take some more. Take some more. Yeah. Oh, you're dying? Here, have a pharmaceutical. All right. The dangers of silicon alkaline has been studied pretty well. I didn't realize how dangerous the compound is and that the FDA allows it sprayed in unfinished food and not labeled. All your grains in the silos, all those fruits that they pick, the apples and the berries, all the berries. This is why I tell people don't eat any berries anymore, like your blueberries, strawberries, cherries, whatever. It's because they sprayed this on there. So protect the food from insects and rats that might consume it. Yet you're a rat. You're the rat. Let's see here. It says here, continuous crystallization in the body forms crystals. It doesn't need even a frequency. The moment you consume it, it translocates into the body. It starts building a crystalline network in your system. It attaches itself to the skeletal structure and causes the skeletal structure to collapse. When it was introduced in 1960, by 1970, cancer had quadrupled. Genetic damage had quadrupled. Fibromyalgia came on the scene. We never saw it before. Restless leg came on the scene. We never saw that before. Autoimmune disorders came out of nowhere using silica. Ooh, this is a health food. For who? Even the rats died with this stuff. So, you'll see the crystals forming. Some are so small, so little that they will reflect the light, but others are so big as a red blood cell and are obvious crystals. He also noted that he had been seeing a lot more artifacts in people's blood and didn't really know what they were or where they were coming from. I had the same thing happen to me. I had a lab call me up from the Carolinas. They're using black light microscopy. And they were seeing shit in the blood. They contacted me because I was one of the few, myself and Brian 396, were talking about nanotechnology, nanobiology, and synthetic biology at the time. So they contacted me, and I told them what they were seeing in the blood. They didn't even tell me. I said, I'll tell you what you're seeing in the blood. And as soon as I got done, they said, yes, it's exactly what we're seeing. We're seeing this stuff take off. We're seeing it do all kinds of things. We've never seen this before. Said, that's nano poisoning. That's where we're at today. When sprayed on the food, it acts as a drug delivery system, just like it says above. Its properties allow it to coat proteins, gluten, amino acids, to artificially transport them into the body. Eventually, it acts as a force to force injections into us. So when you said a while ago that speculated that it might be forced vaccinations, it already is happening through the food. Through the food. Welcome to the New World Order. Have some silica. Have some lithium. Hey, Windsor now is going to reinstitute fluoride. Yay, we're going to put fluoride back in our water because some jack-off in the city council said, oh yeah, we need fluoride. Obviously, these people are having cell phones. And obviously the artificial intelligence is programming them to be beyond belief stupid. I mean, I don't know what it's going to take, really. And the Dental Association was pushing it. Yeah, we need fluoride. The cavities have gone up. Really? Who done the statistics on that one, I wonder? It's fluoride that just helped destroy my oral health because of this, you know, and then all the pop and all the other shit they gave us. Anyway. And don't believe for one second because you had exposed to fluoride, you got calcium deposits up here. You don't. You got a nanocircuitry building up in your forehead. Ask me how I know. Because of my technology that I built, shut it down, I have pulled out 5 or 6 layers of circuitry in the middle of my head. You don't have a calcium deposit. You have nanocircuitry emitting in your head. That's another pile of rubbish that these people have been telling you. Anyway, and the amorphous silica acts the same way. In other words, it doesn't matter if it is a synthetic silica or mined silica or the stuff coming from plants, it don't matter. There's no such thing as an organic silica, just like there's no such thing as an organic sulfur. Ooh, it's orgasmically organic. Ooh, you know. Have some silica, get an orgasm. Ooh. Let's put a blue beam on it, see what it does. Oh, hey, look, it transported that signal even faster and better. Are you getting it? Are you getting the picture how you are being manipulated and swindled and bullshitted to the highest hilt to get you to go into a health food store and get poison? Read the labels. Go read any of the companies. Go read Twin Labs. Go read Gerald. Go read Life Extension. Life Extension and Gerald were like the standard for the health food industry. Go read their stuff. Go look at the excipients that they're putting in there. Why is artificial flavoring put in there? Why are aborted baby proteins being put in your vitamins? Why are silica put in your vitamins? Oh, it's a drying agent. We need to keep it dry. Why is, you know, hypercross carmelose and cellulose and microcellulose put in your vitamins? Why is aluminum lake being put in your vitamins? Oh, why is titanium dioxide put in your vitamins? Especially you men. You guys are going to get the health food stuff, right? I'm going to get big muscles. I'm going to have a thing like this. And I'm all, yeah, I'm taking not Viagra, what's the other one they got there? I'm taking these erectile dysfunctional supplements so that I can be harder, stronger, longer, and all that stuff. And then you read on there, titanium dioxide. There was a product, I forget which one it was. It was Viagra. I wanted to see what was in Viagra besides the sildenafil citrate. And in there they had titanium dioxide and some other metal in there that I thought, oh good, you get a boner and now we shred your balls at the same time. Now you have, eventually it ain't going to work no more because you got nothing for it to work with. Have a pill. Oh, I'm up. Oh, now I'm down. So you guys are buying the pills, Viagra and Cialis. Take a look. See if you've got titanium dioxide. If you do, it goes into your nutsack and it shreds your threads. Keep that in mind.
So, can I ask a random aside question?
Yeah.
So, like, you're talking about titanium dioxide. Titanium is obviously a metal.
Yeah.
And, you know, just recently we did the copper chloride.
Yeah.
So now you have another metal.
Yeah.
So what's the benefit of a copper metal versus like a titanium metal that, you know, to me metal's metal, so, well, not metal's metal, but, you know, it's oversimplifying it, but...
They have different properties, okay? Our body needs copper, okay, and our body needs salt. Our body needs chloride. Copper and chlorides actually protect the body from biofilm, from bacterial infections, fungal infections, whatever. Well, when you're taking certain metals, for instance, cadmium, titanium, and nano silver, which are selling in the health food store, go into the male testicles and literally shred the tubes to pieces. So it's by design put in there, supplementation and pharmaceuticals, it's the whitening agent or the whitening of the capsule that's the titanium dioxide. So when they consume it, it goes directly into the reproductive system and says, oh, look. So then eventually you can't get an erection because the erection is tied to the Leydig cells to your testicles. And if the testicles are damaged, your body isn't going to function normally because it's trying to repair the damage done to the testicles. So until that happens, okay, you're not going to get a boner. So what happens now, they got you going to the pharmaceutical industry, get your Cialis, get your Viagra, and there's a third one now they got, and so that you can get erected. But at the same time, every time you take this material, it causes more damage to the testicles, so eventually you wind up with testicular cancer. Now, copper chloride, zinc chloride, potassium chloride, magnesium chloride, calcium chloride, cesium chloride, these are all salts with minerals, okay, they're mineral salts, and they go into the body and they fortify the body, and they fortify it on the cellular level. So anything that's there, for instance, if you've got aluminum in the system, calcium chloride and magnesium chloride will actually help push those metals out of the body, okay. So with titanium dioxide, you would need something like a sulfur to help chelate it out or bind it and grab it, or DTPA or sodium EDTA in order to get that out. Some type of salt to, again, help flush it out. To remove metal from the testicles is tough because you've got a blood barrier there around the tubes. And it's got to get past that and then get into where the metals are to, again, pull it out. So stuff like this even will get in there and cause problems.
I guess really what I'm asking is, so copper goes in the body, what your body has, it recognizes copper and utilize it for a different purpose,
yep.
Whereas titanium, it's got nothing to do with it, so it makes it down into your testicles and it'll shred them.
Yep.
How is the copper, does it make it down to your testicles at the same time? It's really...
It'll get there too.
Yep.
I mean, it goes through the whole body, because it's on a cellular level. But
right. It's
that metal benefits you. Okay, that metal is part of your matrix that actually works with you, okay? Silica isn't.
Got it.
Okay, titanium isn't. Cadmium isn't. Lead isn't, you know. And these are metals. I mean, you got metal. They're all metals. And you're correct in what you're saying. They are all metals. But these metals are considered what they call minerals, because these specific metals work with us. They help fortify us. They protect us. Like, you're talking copper and zinc, for instance, okay? That produces SOD, superoxide dismutase, which is a very high powerful antioxidant, which works with the L-glutathione to fortify the glutathione. So in other words, for your eyes, your lungs, and your liver, this goes specifically there to protect those organs and the brain. Now you need copper and zinc for brain functionality. It's a nootropic metal. So not without any copper or zinc in the brain, especially men don't have enough zinc in the brain, you don't think, you know. you don't have much going on for you, and you need both again in the brain for mental faculties. Just like you need iodine, just like you need boron for mental faculties. If you take zinc and manganese, again, it produces another type of SOD, but this works for the mitochondria. So we got done talking about getting hit with Blue Beam technology or microwave and infrared hit. Okay. With that type of frequency. Well, you would need zinc and manganese, to, again, restore the mitochondria to help clean up the damage that this stuff can do, terahertz frequencies. So you get hit with terahertz, and you go down, the zinc and manganese will actually help bring you back up. So there's metals, and there are other metals, which are called minerals, which, again, benefit the system. This is a metal that does absolutely nothing. Except causes genetic damage, causes you to have, again, cascading damage in the system, cellular miscommunication, and the list goes on and on. You can look at this yourself. You know, I hear these gurus, I've seen two gurus in the last week. One's a very well-known guru in North America. I don't think a whole lot about him anyway, not that highly. He doesn't know much, he knows how to sell. I'll sell you soy proteins, pea proteins, spirulina, and all this other crap isn't good for you. And he propagates this because it's a lifestyle. Again, lifestyle, really? You know, but anyway. Anything implanted in home will create an autoimmune response. The only difference is the time it takes. Referring to silica or any other nanometal. Anytime we're talking nanometals, and that's what silica is. It's a form of nanometal. Some of you say, well, how come not everybody else doesn't have the nano poisoning? How come we don't see everybody else having these issues? It's because you don't get the emails I get from the planet, number one. Number two, it's a matter of saturation and activation. Okay, once you get to a certain level of saturation, then the frequencies will activate those metals inside your body, and the lesions will begin, and the pain will begin. So when you guys want to argue with me about your nonsense, I just sit and wait. Because usually within a year after we get into a debate with people, then they come see me saying, oh, I'm dying, oh, I went to see my doctor, he says I got Lyme, another one says I got this, I'm taking all this shit, nothing's working. And I said, okay, go read the nano solutions that we did and get a bucket going and get a triangle and do the bath 2 days. Oh, I haven't felt this good and whatever. You know, it's pay attention. The medical field doesn't give a shit about you. And unless you're a millionaire or up there with some big bucks, they don't give a shit about you still. But they just will prolong your life a little bit longer because you got money. And if you're poor, you ain't got nothing. They're just going to take you out as soon as possible because they need samples of DNA to study, because we have 3 artificial intelligent computers coming on board and they all operate on a DNA system. Where do you think they're getting it from? How about the homeless people? Have you seen how many of them disappearing all of a sudden? Think about it for a minute. All right, let me go on here. So basically, talking about nanosilica implants, how they can cause danger, damage. Now, it seems the studies were dropped when an increase of organ weights were noticed and then deemed grass, generally recognized as safe. The FDA hid behind the grass bullshit. And all the stuff that you're seeing these guys talking about, you know, oh, drink this water from France. It's got stuff in it that'll pull aluminum out of the body. Oh, yeah. What a jackass. You could tell the guy was a shill and he was selling the water for this company. Okay. And then you had the other guy on this side to correct, you know, the big brush haircutted guy. Oh, yeah, silica. That takes a little out of the body. Oh, yeah. I'm just guy's such a dumbass. It's incredible that he has gotten away with so much shit for so long. Don't believe anybody. Don't even believe me.
That's right.
Well,
do the research,
do
right?
Do the research.
That's what you're encouraging people to do.
I don't want you to follow me. If I make a mistake, you're going to go down the same shithole I'm going to go down. So, pay attention. Don't just sit on your ass with your thumb up your ass. Oh, I'm just going to listen to over there. I'm going to take a selfie. Ooh, you know. Pay attention. Because this industry doesn't give a shit about you. I got to tell you this. The doctors don't give a shit about you. And the health food industry doesn't either, because it's controlled by the pharmaceutical industry these days. And they sure as hell don't give a shit about you. If you're poor, they care even less. Like I said, if you got a little bit of this, they'll keep you going for a little while with this false hope. Oh yeah, we got, which the cure is right around the corner. Oh, we got a new drug we just came out with. If we've never been tested, we got to try it on you. It may fix you.
Sign here.
Sign here. Oh, the other big one. This is the other beautiful one. We got a genealogy website. How about we find out where you come from? Just send us a sample of your DNA.
Mm.
Gotcha, sucker. I mean, I grew up in a ghetto. I guess that's why I got such an attitude I have, because you don't believe shit. I mean, if Jesus himself comes back, you want to, I need to see ID, please. I want to make sure you're the real McCoy, because you might be the devil in disguise, so I want to see some ID. And that's how I came up. You know, I'm Mediterranean to begin with. God has a sense of humor. He put me in a position like this, and, you know, and I have to do this, and it's really something for me sometimes. Anyway, these are some of the things. Let's see if I got the foods here. The list is a mile long. I'm going to let just Dave film this, because I'll be here forever reading all this. But this is not just in the gel, this is the powder. This is all the shit that silica is contaminating.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I see my cat's on there.
Huh?
My cat was on there.
Yeah?
See that a part of her list?
What are you referring to?
No. Don't read into it more than that. Literally a cat, Tony.
Okay. Yeah. What are you talking about? And if you women can't handle male testosterone, go to the Disney Channel. I have no problem with male testosterone, being that I have some. I'm one of the few males that can say that. Anyway, no, this one doesn't give me. But if you need more information on this, go look up. I think, how did I entitle this one? I entitled this one a little bit different. So, give me one second. I'm trying to find something here. I mean, this stuff's in your teeth, it's in your, I mean, your dental stuff. I mean, it's just incredible what they put this shit into. But if you're not, and if you want to dig deeper into it, okay, if you can send me a link, send me an email, I'll send you the link. But you go look up FDA's silica studies. Again, these are all dated way back. And when you start reading this, some of you, and you Europeans, this is for you Europeans. You have to understand something. On the West, on the Atlantic, we have already been playing with the health food industry and all the bullshit and the marketers and the con men and the goofy gurus. We still have to deal with these goofy gurus today. The worst thing that happened in this industry was when allopathic doctors got involved. Initially, there were some good ones, like Pauling and Roth and Kettering and Cathcart. These guys were really good at the end, in the beginning, because they were trying to find answers because they knew the medical field wasn't giving any. But as time went on, they got infiltrated more and more with, you know, Dr. Coca-Cola's and Dr. Uzi's the floozies and Dr. Schmozy the bozies and Dr., you know, Wentango Bango, you know, that's got, and they sell these vitamins and supplements, got all these contaminants, and they say, oh, magnesium stearate is dangerous, magnesium stearate is totally harmless, and we need this stuff, but you can use it. But anyway, when you get, and any name that I mentioned that may have any connections or some sound like some other name, it's just strictly coincidental. They have now gone to Europe. And now they're playing with you. same shit, same bat time, same bat channel. You know, the Batman show, same bat time, same bat channel. Those of you in Europe don't get the connection. But the difference is they learn from us how to market and sell the shit. And now they're in Europe propagating the same horse shit, the same bullshit that they did here. Trying to get you to get sick. Don't think for 1 minute that you haven't been eating genetically modified foods. You have. They just entitled it entirely differently. And Trump has been pushing out that Europe buys more American food because it's not fair to the farmers and blah, blah, blah. They're just trying to poison you. Okay. If you got milk products that have fat in it, real fat, real full fat dairy products, fermented dairy products, and you've been healthy consuming your dairy products, continue to do so because the American dairy products aren't worth a shit. None of them. It's all sugar. They're taking the fat out. If you are getting, and I doubt you're getting any decent grains, but let's say by chance, per chance that's possible, but I don't think that's happening either, and you're not having problems, don't buy the stuff from the West, especially from Canada. I would suggest, though, that today there isn't a grain on the planet that has not been compromised with this shit and other things as well. So avoid all grains. That's the one thing I will tell you. All cereals, all breads, all pastas. And you'll find that your health will improve almost overnight after a couple weeks of not eating this stuff. You'll think, what the hell is going on? I'm feeling better and I haven't eaten this. Don't fall for the bullshit and the games that these people are playing on this side of the ocean when it comes to your side, because they don't care about you. They think you're European, you got money, and we are going to help you take it from you. That's my warning. That's my concern, that you don't fall for the same horseshit. It's taken me decades to go through the whole process, learn everything, and then unlearn it. Because I found after I learned some of the things, the level of theatrics is beyond belief. All right. On that note, don't eat silica. If you see it in a supplement, avoid it.
Powers of the Bee?
Not just Powers of the Bee, to the vitamins company.
Oh.
Tell them you're not going to buy this shit no more if you don't take this out. It doesn't need to be there. Why don't they just put baking soda in there or something like that? That's something that, again, when it hits the body, it would react and you'd absorb better anyway.
And will it keep it dry?
Yeah. Sure, it's a salt.
Well, you know, because yeah. You're saying that they're arguing that silica is a drying agent, right?
Drying agent, yeah. It can be used on anything. It's safe. Oh, it's under grass. Because after they found out how toxic it was, they put it under generally recognized as safe. Mm-hmm. Just like soy. Oh, it's generally recognized as safe. It causes all kinds of cancers. It destroys all kinds of organs and turns men into women. But it's safe. I was erected one day. Now I can't find it. It disappeared. I was eating soy and tofu. They told me it was good for me. Mm-hmm. And they didn't tell me it was loaded with glyphosate. Nobody told me that. All right. It's a note that you need to pay attention to. You got hit with a lot of information tonight. Take it in bits and bites. It's overwhelming because that's what the design was, to overwhelm you. All right. Are we good?
Yeah. Yeah, I got no other.
Okay.
Yeah.
So until the next session, Dave and myself, to your health. See ya.